Yeah, no, I'm sorry to do this comment. I don't want to expose you, but I remembered that your parking skills, the picture you sent
us. I park the way I choose to park. That's a choice. Every time you see my car park the way it is, I chose it that.
All right, Carmen, I don't want to be that guy.
Darren's had the biggest issue with my parking since I got you.
Well, it's because of how diametrically opposed it is to my value set. I'm that guy. Guy, you've seen this. Guy's
Yes.
This.
Yeah, I know you had
to. I'll get to a parking and I'll park so well. I get out, I take a picture. When I parallel park, I look at the people sitting at the cafe next to the parallel parking and I go, huh? And they go, yeah, that was. Parking for me is just really critically important to
who
we are as a civilization.
But there's two lines. If you're in the lines about, then it's fine.
There's two lines on the side.
Yes.
That helps you with the cars next to you. And then there's a line behind.
Yeah, but that day I was busy and I was rushing, and then there was a bucky park next to me, and then him and I looked like we were in line, and then I just parked there.
The picture honestly looks like your window was open. You're wearing your hat, your hat flew off, and you just stopped the car to take your hat and then get into the car again.
There was no way that was parked.
I was very lucky. I was doing some construction work around the house, and so I had a handy tape measure. I tape measured from the point of the end of your bumper, back bumper, on your luxury German sedan.
Yes.
And measured it to the inside of the white line where the back of your car is supposed to be.
And then?
You left enough space to park a Corsa light.
No, you're
not. Common. That is. I was shook at.
Guys, I'll even join Stacey and do some driving lessons to prove to you guys how good I am.
I took the picture and I went upstairs. We came upstairs. When we came back down, there were two Checker 60 motorbikes parked behind.
No, man, there weren't.
That was how much.
Oh, that's crazy.
As long as you're not in anyone's way and you're in your lines. That's like the rules. But ask Stacey. She's learning how to drive. She's going to agree with me.
No. Stacey cannot look at the picture.
No, it's
going to go against everything.
You cannot be a role model for anyone.
No, not you. And you're a great driver, but you, as a driver, you're
not driving.
But
great.
As a parkist.
You can't. You cannot park.
My picture wasn't bad, guys.
But this guy, I don't know why we're surprised. Like, literally day one. First week in KZN. Do you remember she parked on the beach?
She beached
the car.
Low tide, yeah.
Yeah.
Beached the car.
That was week one.
There were no white lines on the beach. If they were, I would have known where to
park. Are you happy with that parking? Like you smashed
it? I wouldn't say I smashed it.
Yeah.
But it was fine for me. It passed because I was in the line and I wasn't in anyone's way.
Yeah.
That's like my metric when I park.
Are you comfortable enough with, say, a pole? Posting a picture of that parking up on the socials and just let the masses speak.
Yeah, okay, you know, it's fine. There's a distinct
lack of democracy in the world
judge me.
No, Peter.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Also, can I just explain why I park badly at work at the bottom?
Yeah.
Somebody always steals the parking that's in the shade. And you know I'm peeling and my skin. I can't be in the sun. So then I have to park a little bit under the part of the building that comes over so that they shade in the driver's door when I get in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Darren thought that was a bad parking. That was a choice. I'm choosing to park. Even Hopewell asked me.
Yeah.
He's like, Carmen, we need to talk about your parking.
Hopewell's our driver.
Oh, my word, Carmen.
Listen. Okay, so as you can see, there are divergent views on the what is and isn't parking. I just want, for those of you who are like Sky and I, we'd like to apologize preemptively before
you park next to Carmen.
Yeah, if you see me coming, you must know.
It's fine. We need to just brand your car.
I need
people
glasses.
Need to know. There's that.
Maybe.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's another conversation.